Saudis will compensate PGA loyalists who spurned Saudi cash. By Paul Bois on June 15, 2023. LIV Golf will reportedly compensate PGA Tour loyalists who spurned Saudi cash before the merger between the two golf leagues. The Saudi Public Investment Fund, PIF, has reportedly been planning a compensation fund for players that stayed with the PGA Tour during the publicized feud. Golfers Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, and Jon Rahm were among the most prominent professionals who rejected the millions offered by PIF to join LIV. Those top players turned down millions to sign with LIV Golf, while others like Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, and Phil Mickelson signed on and had been banned from the PGA until the surprise merger, noted Fox News. At the same time, LIV golfers will reportedly be able to keep the money they were paid. The amount of money that PIF will pay remains unknown at this time. When asked, Rory McIlroy said he welcomes the compensation. But McIlroy is all for being compensated for staying loyal. The simple answer is yes, McIlroy told reporters. The complex answer is, how does that happen? That's all a gray area and up in the air at the minute. It's hard to not feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb. The merger between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour shocked the world last week, especially considering how much the two were at odds, with the PGA once referring to the LIV as blood money. In response to the controversy, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan blamed Congress for the merger, charging that the U.S. has too deep of financial ties with the Saudi government. During this intense battle, we met with several members of Congress and policy experts to discuss the PIF's attempt to take over the game of golf in the United States, and suggested ways that Congress could support us in these efforts, Monahan wrote in a letter to Congress. While we are grateful for the written declarations of support we received from certain members, we were largely left on our own to fend off the attacks, ostensibly due to the United States' complex geopolitical alliance with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Jay Monahan took a leave of absence following the merger for an unknown medical condition. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.